One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Renewed welcome, each and all. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. So the great news for all of us is that we can be located even more easily than ever before this year. And as always, this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And I'm going to start right in with a question. Have you ever heard about the DASH? This next little piece I read comes from one of the several places I will draw in my guest today and her excellent freebie download on her website, which we will share with you as we go along. And I was just really struck by what Betty put in here about the DASH. And she describes it as, it's found on a person's headstone between B and two inscribed dates. It represents the span of a person's life, for example, 1921 to 2016. The dates on the headstone mark the length of time the person lived, but the real story of their life is contained within the DASH. The DASH is about how the years were lived. The DASH declares their character, proclaims all they were, what they accomplished, and the impact their life made on friends, family, colleagues, community, and the rest of humanity. On the heels of last week's provocative show about living without regret, I would say this reflection is an apt way to start, because indeed we are going to talk today about spring cleaning your life, which is actually relevant caregiving and otherwise. And isn't that just about perfect for also those of us who live in northern climates, who long to throw open their window sashes and allow fresh air to blow through doors like our neighbor just did on her terrace? You see a theme starting here of renewal, per my greeting, right? And as we get into it, I feel like reminding everyone of the top five regrets of the dying as captured by the palliative care nurse, Bronnie Ware. And last week I said, she always starts her statements with, I wish I, and then number one is, had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Number two, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Number three, had the courage to express my feelings. And number four, had stayed in touch with my friends. Followed by number five, I wish I had let myself be happier. And then there is our guest, Betty, who will be speaking to her six F words. And, you know, I can barely say those without roaring because, you know, we're all going, okay, not those. But, you know, here we really mean fun, faith, family, fitness, friends, and finance. And as coaches, both of us, we know how powerful it can be to have a system whereby one regularly examines the facets of one's life, exactly with the idea that one can make adjustments along the way and thus not wind up living with regret. So I think you can start to see the tie-in. Now, while I do not wish to steal her thunder, I also got her permission to share several of my favorite questions from her fabulous integrated life assessment, which is also within her rich complimentary download. So I'd like to extract a few that fall under her categories of the six F's. For instance, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself in these following statements? I believe in myself, trust myself, and like the person I am. I feel that my life has meaning, value, and purpose. I know how to set boundaries in family relationships. I'm involved in creative work, studies, or activities consistent with my values. I have a healthy, non-toxic home and work environment. I have friends who respect my values and my boundaries. I donate a portion of my money to charitable causes I believe in. I take time for leisure activities like gardening, hobbies, reading, music, etc. I take short breaks for play, laughter, and humor each day. Now, folks, those few questions that I cited are but a fraction of what Betty has in this integrated life assessment. And there are many other questions that you would anticipate, you know, in terms of your, let's say, finances, for example, or work in the world, you know, family, etc. So given that they're the tip of the iceberg, I cannot strongly enough already this early into the show encourage you to, after we're through, really, really download what she has to offer, because, as I say, it's very thought-provoking and very rich. Last week, Betty is a return guest, and this is by mutual accord, because I think I'm starting to portray, I hope I am, that she offers tremendous value and insight in her dedication to make a difference in your life. And I know this hour always goes so quickly that we won't have time for everything, but I know that we'll be able to touch on snippets from her awareness and acceptance and action model. Possibly she'll be full of mindsets and action strategies that that we can undertake in order to spring clean our lives. In fact, I think so that we can have enough time to really ask her everything that we need to, I'm going to crack a little bit into her bio already now, and then that may give us some additional time to ask those questions and gain her insights, because Betty Franklin is an educator, coach, author, and nurse who has combined her knowledge, skills, and expertise to focus on mental fitness and well-being programs. She moved outside the traditional healthcare setting to deliver programs focused on holistic, balanced, and vibrant living, and to really to help people take ownership of their lives. Betty has accomplished this through her thought-provoking workshops, transformational coaching program, and inspiring book, Guts, or Get Uncomfortable to Succeed. Get the guts. And this is also encompassing of embracing health, balance, and abundance. With a practical, well-rounded approach, Betty guides, supports, and offers clients a unique perspective by finding clarity, strategizing actions, and optimizing environments so they will enrich their life, well-being, and reduce stress. So isn't that great? Now, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
The earliest human societies worshipped a female goddess. Little is known about this time because we did not always have a written recorded history. It was around 3100 BC when the Sumerians invented the first written language, and everything that preceded this time is prehistory. The prehistorical record includes all of women's unwritten history from 30,000 BC to the time that men began achieving political power around 3,000 BC. Male feminist artist Kimberly Berg maintains a strong position in educating and inspiring both men and women through his devotional art to the goddess in all women. Studying their history is paramount to understanding who women were and who they would become later, living in a patriarchal society. To learn more about this important time in our history, go to www.isisrising.net.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're going to be speaking today now with mental fitness expert and coach, plus author and registered nurse, Betty Franklin. Our theme today is about spring cleaning your life for caregivers and all of us. And as we prepare to bring on Betty today, a couple of other things. Number one, we're always open to call-ins, and those can occur at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And as we prepare to bring on Betty, I also encourage you to consider, as she will, which realm out of fun, faith, family, fitness, friends, and finance, or six F's, you would choose to give the most immediate attention, perhaps because your life is imbalanced in some fashion within that sector. Either way, I just so thank Betty for being willing to come on a second time to the show. So thanks for returning, Betty. Welcome.
Welcome. To you too, Carol Ann. I'm very happy and thankful to be on the air with you.
Very cool. So let's just dive right in, because we've shared a little something already about who you are in the world. And I'd like you to tell those of us who already know about you, as well as those who are meeting you for the first time, how you came to be doing the work in the world that you are. I think about the phrase that they use on Caribbean Airlines, and they say, you know, during their safety procedures, okay, now those of you who have learned this already before, just please listen to refresh your mind. And for those who are new to it, thank you for paying attention. So it's kind of like, share with us a little bit about your story, Betty.
My story is based in my many years experience as a registered nurse, also dealing with illness myself, and dealing with, a lot of patients dying through the years, taking them to the morgue, helping them heal. and just various things I've seen in the front lines of our healthcare system in a hospital setting and in a home care setting. And what I found with the combination of my own personal experience of patients and family members, different reading and courses I've taken through the years, is our traditional healthcare system, our Western system, tends to deal a lot with the physical aspects, and they don't bring in a full holistic perspective on what causes and what leads to disease. And what I have found, it's a lot of stress. And actually, the World Health Organization says that stress is the epidemic of the 21st century. And what causes stress? Stress happens when our needs aren't met. And our needs aren't met sometimes in our relationships, in our feeling of security and safety because our finances are in disarray or our relationships are in disarray. We're not taking good care of our bodies, either physically, emotionally, or spiritually. And we're not balancing out our busyness with stopping and taking a rest. So my use of the F words, family, fitness, friends, finance, fun, and faith, are an incorporation of everything that we need in life that studies have shown, but it's a simple way to remember it. I ran into a gentleman who was at a workshop of mine just after Christmas, and he is somebody who looks at his life at the end of every year, and where am I going to go and what am I going to do? And he actually used those F words, and I've had other people say this too. They use the F words as a guide to different things that they want to accomplish and do in the upcoming year. Hence, this fits in with spring cleaning. As you're spring cleaning your home or your life, which of those F words do you need to look at, or several of them you may need to look with? So it's rooted, actually, Carol Ann, in my, like I said, in my nursing background, my own personal experiences, and my education.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Even though we know each other behind the scenes in several contexts, Betty, I also learn something from you or other guests all the time. And boy, I don't even imagine your experiences in dealing with morgues too, not just the traditional healthcare system, right? Where indeed it's so focused on the physical, and I might, as a novice, say, also focused on illness, rather than how we maintain some health. So I think you're setting some really interesting context already. And even though you are trying to bring the validity of these approaches to people, I suspect that along the way, with your vast experience, you've experienced some challenges, shall we say, people who don't sort of see the mindset from which you're coming. So I'd be curious, what have been some of those?
Well, you know what? Life is full of lessons. And I believe if we don't learn our lesson one way, it's going to keep resurfacing until we learn it and grasp it. And then we move on to another lesson because it's the ups and downs of life. So I have dealt with major depression and anxiety. I have had family relationship issues. I've been divorced. I've had financial issues where my finances were majorly challenged to the point of having to apply for bankruptcy. And I just, in my workshop, sometimes I'll even say from the finance end, who goes to a doctor and tells them they're having financial problems? They go to a doctor and say that they can't sleep at night, that they're having upset stomachs, their joints are sore, they have headaches. But we don't offer our physicians that type of honesty. We just come to them with the physical symptoms. There are doctors that press further and do ask the appropriate questions to dig into the stress, but lots of times, it's not there. They don't have the time and to do that. Mm-hmm. So,
you know what?
For me, it's dealing with my own mental illness and what I had to look at my life and my choices. And then my experiences in healthcare, like sometimes dealing
hang,
with
hang on. Hang on, Betty, you know, because this is so important what you're saying. We don't want to lose any of the thread, and we just need to take a quick pause. So I'll let everybody know that we're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. So hang tight until we return Betty Franklin onto the air.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Prabula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Prabula, go to BonnieGPrabula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
So it's very delightful to have all of you with us today. And of course, we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We have with us today Betty Franklin, and Betty is a mental fitness expert and coach, author, plus registered nurse. And what I really appreciated in introducing her story with us, her own experiences, was the transparency by which she was just talking before our pause about her own journeys with mental illness, anxiety, challenges in the form of I think financial difficulties, and really speaking with her doctor at that time about the financial aspect, bankruptcy, etc. And she was posing the question, you know, who kind of goes to the doctor to talk about that? They might talk about sleepless nights or something, but they don't just kind of nail it in the fashion of what's really going on, perhaps in the bigger picture of their lives. And I'm hoping that people are already taking in from her transparency, ultimately, I'm sure, a message about taking ownership of our lives, but really being honest with ourselves. And Betty was also recounting somebody that assesses his life using her six F's at year end to evaluate how things went. So Betty, if you could pick up with just what you were sharing around your own realizations, maybe from that time in your life and how that affected you moving forward.
So having with my life falling apart, and I have to say there was some pride in that, because I didn't want to admit that my life was falling apart or that I was dealing with a mental illness, and that was in the mid 90s when that happened, 97, and not, it wasn't spoken of as much as it is now. So you want to hide behind it. You don't want to tell somebody that, oh my gosh, I'm going crazy. And that, but I came to realize that a lot of mental illness, anxiety issues are related to the way that we live our life and our expectations and the results that we get. They say over 60% of mental illness is because of the way we're living our lives. It's not this, we're not the schizophrenic or the major deeper health mental health issues, but. So I had to take a look at how I was living my life. I had to look at my thoughts that were, some of it was embedded into me through my upbringing, how my parents thought, who were, they came from Europe and from a rural background, a lot of years of education. And those were so impacted by our family of origin and the messages. And it's kind of buried deep inside our subconscious without us really realizing. So I was taught work hard, be honest, and you'll live happily ever after. At least that's what the message I thought I got. And in my, it didn't turn out that way. So as I was dealing with and recovering from the mental illness and learning new strategies and became more aware of feelings and emotions and that, I started seeing, as I went back to work, I started seeing different things with my clients or like when I did home care nursing and I went into their homes and I saw different things with my nursing colleagues, my healthcare colleagues, different families. And I realized it's a lot how we live our life. And our life depends on our belief in ourselves, the relationships that we have, how well we take care of our bodies, how we manage our finances, because finances are simply a tool to help us live a better life, and how much rest and relaxation that we have. And if we don't, the stress builds up so much. And stress, the fight or flight response, the release of adrenaline and cortisol, which increases our heart rate, our respirations, our senses. And the fight or flight response also decreases the excretion of certain hormones so that we can respond actively to the stress. And our bodies are not created to stay in that mode. But in today's lifestyle, many of us are in constant stress, which over the years compromises our immune system. And when our immune system's compromised, disease sets in. And studies show that whatever our genetic weak link, stress triggers it. So if finances are stressing you or relationships are stressing you, you may see it in your stomach, or you may have some light chest pain, which eventually turns into an ulcer, or it turns into a heart attack or a stroke or diabetes. Like, there are so many studies out there now that relate stress to our health issues. It's amazing. It's amazing. And so my program, the book, the F words, how can you counteract that? Hence the title of the book, Guts, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed, and how doing a spring cleaning, becoming aware of how you're living your life within each of those areas can give you, okay, maybe I'm going to work on this year, or maybe I'm going to work on this over the next 2 weeks or 2 months.
Betty, if you are able to hear me, I'm going to just say that I think you are making some really important points about the tie-in between the underlying root causes, and also you were just tracing about your family of origin connections between your own illness and, you know, what was showing up in your life. And I know with your programs, you help others to make those same realizations. Now, I'm just going to do a little bit of a summary before we go into our next break. So just hang tight for a moment, Betty, because I know that we also want to talk about additional mindsets and attitudes that you've found helpful personally and or professionally, because you consider you know, the balance wheel, your six Fs, to be something that's very important to keep inflated, like we were rolling along on a car tire and move with greater ease. So please just hold some of those thoughts. And I want to make sure that people are realizing that you are a mental fitness expert and coach, plus author and registered nurse with your wisdom. For now, we're just breathing here and coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Hi, my name is Myra Fox, and I am a survivor. I am the founder of the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation and the author of a series of books entitled I Survived a Murder Untold, which tells the story of my sister and I who were abandoned and left in the care of a woman who beat us repeatedly. Unfortunately, it resulted in the death of my sister, Castle Lewis, which is revealed in a page-to-page chilling story. After spending time in the foster care system, I've documented my suffering and my loss and ultimately my survival. I'm blessed to work daily in my community and surrounding areas to give back by helping others and feeding the homeless. I want to spread awareness of the dangers of abuse. You can purchase my books and contribute to the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation by visiting www.castlelewis.com, or you can call us at 540-999-8401. Thank you.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
So everyone, thanks so much for allowing us to be part of our world today. And we're, of course, coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. And so today, we're dialoguing with Betty Franklin, and she is also the author of a book called Guts, Get Uncomfortable to Succeed, Embracing Health, Balance, and Abundance. And so Betty was just talking about also root causes to disease, tie-ins that she made in her own journey with, you know, dealing with family of origin issues. And I think that is so important. So we're just going to pick right back up with this notion of spring cleaning your life. And Betty, any additional mindsets, possibly attitudes or even strategies that we can recommend to our valued listeners so that they can run, as it were, with their balance wheel of six Fs in a solid and orderly fashion?
Well, in using, I use the different acronyms in the book and using the F words, which people find easy to remember, I always try to align with the keep it super simple principle, the KISS principle. And so small baby steps, because we have as humans, we have a tendency to want to take big steps and reach for the stars when we're not even out of the gatepost yet. So attitude, or having a positive mental attitude, is and looking for the good in things instead of the not so good, being thankful of what we have in our life. In North America, we live in a relatively free country compared to what other countries have. We have clean air to breathe, fresh water to drink. We can come and go as we please. Just to be thankful for that. Just that we wake up in the morning and we're not dealing with an illness, or there's lots of people out there that are dealing with worse stuff than we have. To find the silver lining, I guess you could say, in every situation, that so much makes a difference on the stress in our lives and what we're feeling. And it secretes the feel-good hormones, the endorphins and the serotonins, which enhance us internally, as well as we look better when we're happier and we're smiling and we have a positive outlook. So that's a simple strategy. Smiling. Do you know that it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile?
No,
like
I did not know that.
It takes nine muscles to frown and eight to smile. I'm actually, my blog for this week is about smiling and what it does. And so it's when I talk about guts, it's not the big things that we do. It's the little things. Let's just use the finance part. Sometimes the best medicine that we could have is a good financial advisor, or getting onto a becoming more aware of how our spending, what our income is and what we're spending it on, and then kind of cut back. We don't have to go into big investments or anything like that. We just kind of need to spring clean. Take a good look at how we're doing things. Take a good look at how we're responding to people. Are we short and harsh with them, or are we responding with kind words and with gentleness? Are we cursing at the person who sped past us on the highway, or when prices have gone up in the grocery store? Are we mad at the lady at the cash register? It's not her fault. So it's those little things that make a big difference and make your day better. To take life one day at a time instead of projecting far into the future or living in the past.
Indeed,
those are
right.
Just some simple strategies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Betty, because I think that you make already just in that segment an important point around it doesn't always have to be the big things, because I think people get layered up and they imagine, I suppose, with spring cleaning, even as our topic, oh my goodness, it's going to have to be a wholesale readjustment of my life or something, and not at all, because if borrowing on the quotation that you used in your download about the dash, really, the dash, sure, it consists of major life milestones, but also it consists of everything of a daily basis that's in between.
That's right.
And I'm very happy that you're reminding us of that, too. So before we would take any further pauses, what else can you recommend for people that will make, I guess, bite this down into sizable chunks so that they can consume the elephant one little bit at a time?
Well, in our prep work together before this show, you commented about the Emerson quote, to laugh often and much, and maybe I can read that, as which addresses some of the simple things in life. And it reads, to laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. So what I get from that is it's just the simple things. Look at your life, the world just around you, your next door neighbors, the people you're in contact on a daily basis. Go for a walk. Like, you don't have to go to the gym always and press a lot of weight. Sometimes just the fresh air and getting your body moving with a 15, 20 minute walk, that will make you will feel better just because of that.
Indeed, right, Betty,
like I said,
because
it's the simple things.
Yes. simple things. And I think, thank you for reading that Emerson quotation, because you know that I did really enjoy it behind the scenes. And I think it's a fabulous reminder of a life well lived. So I just want to remind everybody too, before we take a breather, that call-ins are still available to you at 1-866-451-1451. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. Of course, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality? But it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating. Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant. Like, I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
So everyone, it's lovely to have you with us today. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And we have with us today mental fitness expert and coach, author plus registered nurse, Betty Franklin. And just before we have Betty share with us her final messages for this show, if you haven't already done so, I hope you're starting to think about even one connection that you are making to the messages Betty has been sharing about how to make ultimately wiser and more healthful choices starting today. Because her last set of points were really that it need not be always the big stuff that we do, but the daily habits or exercises that we undertake that comprise the dash between date of birth and date of passing away that ultimately also constitute our lives. So, Betty, you were just talking about anything else that you find is helpful for people in those practices. So you've shared already things that you've learned about yourself along the way. So what are the additional pieces of wisdom that we may not have touched on so far?
Just to reiterate, or for people to be aware, that our lives are a do-it-yourself project. We cannot rely on anybody else to make our lives better. It starts with us. And pointing fingers and blaming others for different things or complaining is definitely not a way to make our lives better. One of the programs I used to be involved in quite heavily is, and I had a mentor through it. And every time I started to complain about something or say something negative, she says, "And what are you doing about it?" And after a while of hearing that, it's like, well, you have to be involved in something. You have to start taking steps forward. And we all have things in our lives that we can point fingers at with somebody else, but we still have choices. Everybody has a choice. And if it's just changing our attitude or reframing the language that we use so that it is more forward moving. Even for me, sometimes I say, I'm not always where I want to be, but I'm definitely not where I used to be. So if we take one little step and start changing, we actually change the trajectory of our lives. You just look at a roadway. If it just curves a little bit, all of a sudden we're heading east or we're heading west instead of north or south. So it's those, take responsibility for yourself and stop the blame game and be positive. Take it one day at a time. It's the little things that make the biggest difference. A smile changes your outlook on the day. Being grateful. When I coach people, I always, when I have them send back their forms to me, I always ask them to write down three things that they are grateful for. When we are thankful for something, how can we be, it's hard to be miserable about life. And mm-hmm. even if from a spiritual aspect, if we keep complaining about what we have, why would the universe give us more? We're not even happy with what we have. So if you're happy with what you have, in essence, you'll get more.
The
and
latter
life will
piece,
be better and fuller.
The latter piece that you just said, Betty, is showing up more and more in information that I receive, you know, into my inbox and or things that I read, webinars I listen to, that gratitude is the fastest pathway toward mm-hmm. the manifestation of the positives that we seek in our lives. And so yeah. I'm sure your clients really appreciate that you have them write this out on their forms. I might even add that one of the best practices I do keep consistent in my life for 20 years is to write out five things for which I'm grateful each day, because it's all in where we focus our energy, isn't it? Do we mm-hmm. keep it on the positive, or do we allow ourselves to stray into what yeah. we don't want, right? Rather than what we right. do want. And you have been sharing so much already today. I want to be sure just before we get your final words, Betty. Now, with our references to your download and everything that you've been saying, tell us about where we can find you, what we'll find when we go there, and anything else that you want to share about what you're working on these days.
So you can go to my website and download an excerpt from my book, which includes that integrated life assessment. And it's www.bettyfranklin.com. And that's BettyFranklin.com. And just on the first page is you can sign up, you can register and get that download, and you will also get access to my blog, which I put out sometimes every couple of weeks, sometimes it's a month and a half, but there's always some interesting tidbits to help enhance your life. So that's where you go for that. If you want to speak directly with me, send me an email, and there's contact information on that. If you want a copy of the book, you can purchase it on that website, and I will sign it, and you can have a signed copy from me, and I will mail it out to you. So that's where people can go. One of the exciting things that I am working on, I'm actually really thrilled to be doing this. I am going to be delivering a series of 6 workshops to youth, to high school students around the F words and balancing their life as they enter into, as they leave high school and head into the to university, college, the working world, and how to, where to kind of put some of their energies or where, what to be aware of. It's not all about their education and it's not all about the paycheck that they're going to earn. It's about their fitness, their relationships, the taking time to rest and enjoy as well. So that's an exciting project that I'm working on right now, and it's going to start to be delivered in May.
That is so excellent, Betty. I was, as you were sharing, doing a little bit of a mental checklist with myself. Okay, will she mention her book? Will she mention her blog, which is excellent? Oh. Will she mention these? And will she also mention those projects? Because we know about those through the background of everything. So thank you for sharing that. Just hang with us, Betty, if you can, past this pause. We're doing our last break today. And of course, we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
WikiWags brings harmony back into your home for male dogs and their owners. Inventor and entrepreneur Linda Jangula has created the disposable doggy diaper wraps made with the male dog in mind. The built-in wicking ability prevents rashing and other potential health issues for your dog. Each wrap comes in 4 sizes and has dual reattachable magic tabs for easy adjustments. And each size has a 7-inch logo strip for adjustability, so they are comfortable and easy to use. No more fuss, just leave the mess to us. Whether you're in or out, your dog will be free to run about. Stop cleaning and start enjoying your home, and you can even leave your dog alone. To order your WikiWags, visit WikiWags.com, or to find out where to buy WikiWags in your town, visit MyWikiWags.com and start enjoying having man's best friend around.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
No, folks, is it just me? I never cease to be amazed over how fast that last guest segment goes. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network plus TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio plus Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we were talking today with mental fitness expert and coach, author, and registered nurse, Betty Franklin. And so I am really hoping that you took a lot of richness away from what she shared today. I wish to indeed take this opportunity to extend warm and sincere thanks to Betty for bringing her best in service to you. You know, as a host, you get to decide who you have back on the show. And so when I brought her back on, I knew that she would have just as much richness today as she did the last time that she was with us. Today, of course, has been all about spring cleaning your life. And you can find Betty at BettyFranklin.com. That's BettyFranklin.com. Make sure to check out her download as well as all of the other rich resources. Now, this is always a segment where we do a few things. Number one, to preview next week's show. And You know, for those of you who are going to be with us next week, and I hope that's a lot of you, we're talking about the importance of organizing your medical and dental health records. Without even looking into my archive titles, I can assure you the Conscious Caregiver has not yet tackled head-on this vital subject. And yet, in receiving my guest's about-to-be-published comprehensive workbook called Personal Health Organizer, as well as during our preparations, I totally came to see the unrecognized value of such a tool to capture our vital health history information. So I really hope that you will take benefit of what she has to share. Jack Canfield, best-selling author of Chicken Soup for the Soul series, writes, "I think everyone should have one of these. This is important, and I'm getting one for my kids." Now, that's what I want to say about that. In keeping with last week's theme as well as today's, I thought I'd read you something inspirational. How's that for a little bit of a change? It's a piece called Slow Dance by author unknown. A very ubiquitous author, I think, and I use it in my own workshops to make my participants think. And so here we go. Slow dance. Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round or listened to the rain slapping on the ground? Ever followed a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun into the fading light? You better slow down. Don't dance too fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Do you run through each day on the fly? When you ask, how are you, do you hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lie in your bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? You'd better slow down, don't dance so fast. Time is short, the music won't last. Ever told your child we'll do it tomorrow and in your haste not see his sorrow? Ever lost touch, let a good friendship die, 'cause you never had time to call and say hi? You'd better slow down, don't dance so fast, time is short, the music won't last. When you run so fast to get somewhere, you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through your day, it's like an unopened gift, thrown away. Life is not a race, do take it slower. Hear the music before the song is over. And I always say with you, you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? And if you want to re-listen to this recording, go to boldbravemedia.com where you'll find my show under self-help or health. And of course, we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple iTunes, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's. One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.